USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
Authorities are reviewing videos and speaking with witnesses to the deadly stampede that killed 8 people at the Astroworld Music Festival in Houston. The tragedy unfolded when a crowd of tens of thousands of people rushed the stage, squeezing people so tightly they could not breathe. On stage at the time, rapper Travis Scott. He expressed his condolences on social media.
Everybody continue to just keep your prayers. I mean, I'm honestly just devastated, and I could never imagine anything like this just happening.
A memorial is growing outside NRG Park in Houston for the 8 people who died and the more than 300 who were injured. The Prime Minister of Iraq was targeted by an assassination attempt. The Prime Minister saying the residents, quote, came under a cowardly attack. 2 of the drones involved in the attack were shot down by Iraqi security forces. USA Radio News.
Just in time for Christmas, Michael Lindell has dropped the price of the standard classic MyPillow, regularly $69.98 to $19.98. Now, queen and king size slightly higher, but that price includes a free press and pack bag so you can take your MyPillow with you anywhere. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Support Mike Lindell and American Jobs and give MyPillow for Christmas.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at AVMA.org.
People in most parts around the U.S. adjusting to daylight saving time.
The Department of Transportation, which is in charge of daylight saving time, says the practice still saves energy, prevents traffic accidents, and helps reduce crime. Sleep experts are warning, though, that the consequences of losing sleep from daylight saving far outweigh any possible value. Others say they never really notice the change in the clock when it comes to their sleep. From the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A crew of U.S., French, and Japanese astronauts will have to delay their return home from a 6-month trip to the International Space Station due to high winds off the Florida coast. SpaceX delaying their departure until at least Monday afternoon. They're expected to splash down in the Gulf of Mexico. Good news is that the trip will last 8 hours, less than half as long as before. This is USA Radio News.
Bingo fun fact number 24. Online bingo is now America's favorite pastime activity. Go to BingoRadioUSA.com to play Bingo Treasure for free. Play from any device, your smartphone, tablet, or computer. The account is free. The play is free. Play one card. Play more. Chat with other players. Meet new friends. It's all free at BingoRadioUSA.com. That's BingoRadioUSA.com. Bingo from any device. Hurry! Free accounts are limited.
Gas prices have increased 5 cents in the past 2 weeks to $3.49 per gallon. Across the country, drivers in the San Francisco Bay Area paying the most at $4.77. The lowest is in Houston at $2.98. Industry analyst Trilby Lundberg of the Lundberg Survey says the price increases are due to the cost of crude oil and surges in ethanol. USA Radio's Chris Barnes has some incentives for flight attendants this holiday season.
American Airlines is giving flight attendants who work during the holidays a one-time pay raise to get them to work the holidays. The increased holiday pay coming after some big problems during the Halloween weekend, blamed in part on huge operational challenges. Flight attendants who work Thanksgiving weekend and Christmas through New Year's will get a 150% premium, according to CNN. Those with no absence between November 15th and January 2nd will receive an even higher premium of 300% for the hours they work during that peak holiday period.
Bomb threats evacuating 3 Ivy League universities, Brown, Cornell, and Columbia University, evacuating part of their campuses on Sunday. Yale University received a bomb threat earlier in the week. It's not known if the threats are related. Georgia still the top team in college football for the 5th straight week, followed by Cincinnati and Alabama. Oklahoma stays at number 4, and Oregon slips past Ohio State to move to number 5. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.